You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
I was about to open the show, but they're showing Benjamin Netanyahu on TV. Damn, he's sexy. Am I the only one that thinks Netanyahu is a stud muffin? He is really, maybe it's the whole Israeli thing, but I don't know. Netanyahu, I think, is very sexy. Go, Bibi. Anyway, I kind of had a rough morning. I apologize if I sound a little rushed. Had to take the kids to school this morning. Usually hubby does that so I could prepare for my show. As you all can tell, I do a lot of prep for my show, right? So usually he drops the kids off, and you know, he's the daddy. So they listen to him more than they listen to me. But today I had to take the kids to school and it was completely miserable. I mean, you thought I was losing my voice last week. I have no voice left. I don't get it. The kids did not want to get out of the house. You know, getting their asses out of bed was one thing, but then trying to get them out of the house, I'm like, get out. I think they pretend that they want nothing to do with their mama, right? You know, they want nothing to do with their family. But then when it really comes to it, to make them get out of the house and go to school, they were clinging to me like they were 2 months old. The only way I got them out of the house is I said, if you don't leave now, I'm going to have my period. And they bolted. Now, I don't really know what image little boys have of mama about to have her period, but my guess, and again, I'm not a boy, I'm a girl, okay? But my guess is when you tell a 10-year-old or a 13-year-old that if they don't do what you say, you're going to start your period, my guess is they're thinking back to like the Ten Commandments movie where the Red Sea is parted, right? Moses, well, I could say the Bible, but, you know, we all kind of remember the Charlton Heston look, right? Sexy, too, by the way. Anyway, so there's that scene where he parts the Red Sea. God and he parts the Red Sea, right? All the Hebrews get to run, and it's all nice and dry, you know, like a nice new dry sanitary napkin, right? And then all of a sudden, as Yul Brynner, again, sexy, what is it with me? Yul Brynner, see, I really dig the bald. I really do. Yul Brynner, very sexy. Anyway, now Yul Brynner, but he stops, right? Because he lets the Egyptians go in front of him. You know, he's not going to go, you know, on the sanitary napkin. So anyway, so as all the Egyptians then start to run across the Red Sea, Moses raises his arms. God and Moses dump the Red Sea. People are flying up. Yeah, it's the Red Sea. That's what I'm saying. I think young boys think when mama has her period, everybody's going to drown in the Red Sea. And I have never seen such fear in my kids' eyes. Now I know how to get them out of the house and into school. Okay, so anyway, I got their butts to school. I thought there was supposed to be some protocol. Right? You know, when you drop the kids off at school, everybody's supposed to keep moving. The kids are supposed to be ready. They unbuckle, grab their stuff, and flee. That's what you're supposed to do. Unbuckle, grab, flee. And close the car door, if I may. I asked for them to do that. All right? Well, there's always some parent that screws things up front in these lines. But see, here's the kicker. Okay? When the teachers and the administrators are out there watching, they don't see that parent. What they see is me now, frustrated that I'm late, because I got to get back to the studio so I could go on air. And because I saw one mom go off protocol, I go off protocol. So here I am saying, you know what, kids, I don't care if there's a main street, just, you know, get out now, all right? I'll stop the traffic by waving my arm and go to school. So anyway, I go off protocol, and I'm the one that gets caught. So now all the teachers think I'm the trouble parent when it was some doofus three cars above me and she's already gone. Plus, these fancy cars aren't as conspicuous. I've never had a fancy car, and some of these people have these like two-seater, what's a fancy car, like a Camaro, or there's some Beamers in there, a Porsche. Okay, now here's my mommy mobile. So, of course, I stand out. So, anyway, I had a rough morning. And then, on top of that, I'm driving on the freeway, and, of course, there's a cop. Now, I love the cops. I just don't love the tickets. So, the cop, and it's not in one of those cars. It's not an unmarked car. It's obviously marked because I know it's a cop, but it doesn't have the lights on top. So, maybe it's like a patrol or something. The lights are on the grill. So, I'm driving the speed limit. Okay, then all these cars are kind of like passing, looking at me, like, what the hell's your problem? Because they're looking at me and they're not looking at the cop behind me. So I had to basically eat crow driving to work this morning, and I'm pretty frustrated. I'm working up a sweat. And probably I am starting my period. So it's a bad day for me, but it's going to be a good day for you guys. We got a lot to talk about today. First of all, Disney is cracking down on you fakers out there pretending to have a disability. Such that now people with disabilities are not going to get to go to the front of the line. Thank you for screwing it up for the rest of the country. So we're going to talk about Disneyland's new rules. Then we have Lois Lerner, right? The famous official at the IRS is retiring. Okay, but my guess is she still gets pension and she still gets to retire pretty sitting pretty. Then we're going to be talking about, maybe not in that sequential order, mother-in-laws. Apparently, there's a study. I'm only reading the news, okay? I'm not saying we have to believe in it. But they say seeing your mother-in-law is actually good for you. Having a relationship and spending time with your mother-in-law actually has some benefits. I don't know. Don't kill the messenger. Then nobody is, while we're in horror watching what's happening in Kenya and the hostage situation and multiple people, killed by gunmen, nobody's talking about a, ex-soldier who, was caring, who was able to save hundreds of lives, getting people out of there. And, I mean, it's, again, you hear these stories of people who are armed and protecting others, and or you don't hear the stories. That's just invisible. It's all about the guns. What about the people with guns that are protecting others? So don't go away. We're going to talk about mother-in-law jokes. Why not? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If she leave us alone, we would have a happy home.
All right. Mother-in-laws. Let's talk about mother-in-laws. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in, especially if any of you are mother-in-laws out there. Big thanks to you all, and please don't get mad at the next segment. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, mother-in-law. All right, mother-in-law. Seeing your mother-in-law could actually be good for you. Scientists at Deakin University, Victoria, all right, found that people who have weekly contact with their mother and mother-in-law increases happiness. And the maternal support is beneficial for yours and your wife's or yours and your spouse's relationship. It's in the science. Okay? Apparently, the more contact you have, as often as once a week, all right, balances family life. And they say that we are likely to have a higher well-being than those who are seeing one side of the family more and less of the other. If a relationship is maintained, they say, with only one mother figure, then there's an imbalance in the family, perhaps, quote unquote, with disappointment or even resentment by the non-connected partner. Doesn't both sides resent both sides anyway? Having them come over to the house over and over, that's 52 times a year. 52 times a year. Those in frequent contact with their mother and mother-in-law had a well-being score of 78.7. Can I say that must have been on a scale of 5 million? Okay. Those with frequent contact with their own mother had a well-being score of 74 out of 100. And those who saw their mother-in-law scored 73.1. You know what? I bet when this survey was taken, okay, the wives were sitting right there, or the mother-in-law was in the room. Those who rarely or never saw either their mother-in-law or their mother had a below average well-being score of 71.6. I know some of you out there are saying, I will take the risk. I will risk it. Okay, so every now and then, again, you know, this show is not just about medical headlines, because I would really bore y'all to death if it was on medical headlines. I bore you guys to death anyway. This show is about real life, okay? And we need to be honest about things in real life. And sometimes we need to see the humor, okay? We don't make fun of anybody. You know, I mean, like Obama, okay? I don't sit here and make fun of President Obama. Sometimes we may make light of his commander-in-chiefness, and sometimes we may accidentally giggle when we bring up his vast experience prior to him entering office. But again, we evaluate life and we embrace it. So we are now going to embrace the concept of mother-in-laws. Now, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you have any clean, good mother-in-law jokes, this is the time to bring it up. Okay? Trust me, most mother-in-laws don't listen to the show. Okay? Like, my husband's mother-in-law is working, right? My mom, she's working, so she doesn't know. My mother-in-law, I don't think is, so I think we're going to be good for the next couple minutes. So what I did is I found here, it's called iarnstagger.com. There are tons of mother-in-law jokes, and some of these are good. Okay, like, hold on, here we go, okay? Apparently, Dave Spikey gets credit for this one. We were having tea with my mother-in-law the other day, and out of the blue, she said, I've decided I want it to be cremated. I want to be cremated. He says, all right, get your coat. See, because he's going to go and cremate. No? Okay. Hold on a sec. Here's another good one. No. Okay, don't go away. Don't go away. We got good ones. Okay, here we go. Okay. I didn't write these. I'm not saying the mother-in-law is ugly, but she went to see that film, The Elephant Man. This is funny. Sorry. Oh, boy, I'm going to get fired. Okay, she went to see The Elephant Man, and the audience thought she was making a personal appearance. Sorry. Oh, my God, that's a good one. Okay, here we go. This has nothing to do. This is not about my mother-in-law. It's not about Don's mother-in-law. It's not about Obama's mother-in-law. These are just in general some mother-in-law jokes, okay? Here's another one. Okay, I'm getting this from iarnstagger.com. How many mother-in-laws does it take to change a light bulb? One. She just... Sorry. You see why? You guys have to call in with the jokes. One, she just holds it up there and waits for the entire world to revolve around her. All right. What's the difference between a mother-in-law and a vulture? I got to quit reading these to make me laugh. Okay, what's the difference between a mother-in-law and a vulture? The vulture... Oh, I can't get through this segment. I can't get through this. Okay, sorry. The vulture waits until you're dead before it eats your heart out. Oh, gosh. Okay. I thought this segment would go better. I didn't think I'd laugh so much. Okay, hold on. You know what? Maybe I need to switch to a sadder subject so I get the giggles out. Here, okay, what are the two... What are the two worst things about your mother-in-law? Her face is... See, two-faced faces. Okay. Hold on a second. Okay, there was another real good one. Sorry. Okay. Okay. A lawyer said to his client, your mother-in-law passed away in her sleep. Shall we order burial, embalming, or cremation? The son-in-law says, take no chances. Order all three. Okay, sorry. Hold on a second. Okay, all right. Okay, my mother-in-law is a big woman. This is the jokes on this website. She got run over last week. Sorry. Oh, boy. I'm getting fired. This is probably going to be my last day on air. I'm so sorry. Anyway, the driver said he had enough room to get around her, but he didn't have enough gas. Okay, I'm ruining this for you guys. I'm so sorry. Okay, I always know when it's the mother-in-law knocking at the door because the mice start throwing themselves on the traps. Hold on a second. All right, let me see. We're not done. Here we go. The doorbell rang this morning. When I opened the door, there was my mother-in-law on the front step. She said, "Can I stay here for a few days?" He says, "Of course you can," and shut the door in her face. Okay, one more. We're going to do the last one because I got to move on. Okay, this is a little bit of a long joke. Okay, a big game hunter went on safari with his wife and mother-in-law. One night, the couple woke to find the mother-in-law gone. In a clearing not far from camp, they came upon a chilling sight. The mother-in-law was backed up against a tree with a snarling lion facing her. The wife said, "Oh, my gosh, what are we going to do?" The husband says, "Nothing. The lion got himself into this mess. He could get himself out." All right. Okay. Oh my gosh. I almost peed on myself with that one. Okay. Let's move on. So, mother, those just some mother-in-law jokes. There's so many. Oh my gosh. Okay. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. Oh, that hurt. Come on. You know what it is. I tell you what it is, okay? Most of us like, I mean, my mother-in-law is a phenomenal woman. She is, you know, and my mother is a phenomenal woman, all right? I think what it is, and we've talked about the whole in-law issue, is, and I didn't realize what the problem was with in-laws until I had kids myself, okay? When you have kids and your mama, all right, you own those kids. You may not legally own them, but they have pieces of your flesh in them. Yeah, they have daddy, you know, and the genetic material from the sperm. And don't make me, you know, go into what the whole, you know, conception was like, you know, and which backseat of the car I was in. But you know, as a mama, okay, there are pieces of your, I don't know, fibroids and ovarian cysts interlaid in those babies. And as a result, you got mama hearing. You got mama instinct, and you're the mama. So now I'm raising two boys, and these two boys are going to get lollydod by a couple of women who are going to take them away from their mama. It is going to be my job. You see, I never thought I was going to be an uncool mother-in-law. But before any babe tries to take my babies away from me, they're going to know that I am the woman in their life always. I'm their mama. So I'm going to have to make myself very, very present to really reinforce that message. Now you see how I'm already, before my kids even move out of the house, already planning on how to be an overbearing mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law planned it from the beginning, guys. That's how it is. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, there's always somebody that ruins it for people who really need it. You know, this always seems to happen. We talked about this with entitlements and Medicaid and food stamps and unemployment and how, you know, when there's people that abuse the system, it just ruins it for people who need it. Well, Disneyland had come up with an amazing type of policy where if you were in a wheelchair, if you had some sort of disability, or if you had a child with autism or anemia, or, you know, and somebody couldn't stand in line when it, you know, gets hot, et cetera, for an extended period of time, you could go to the front of the lines at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. Well, as we've discussed many times on our show, there's been some huge abuses of the system. Remember I told you last year that there were people in New York charging $1,000 a day plus airfare for them to come down with you on your Disneyland vacation, and they would be in an electric scooter, pretend to be disabled so that you could then get to the front of the lines. And I'm sure many of us had seen that. I remember I was in Space Mountain, and in the way beginning of the when the park first opens. If you get there really early and you stand in line for an hour before the park opens, you can get there pretty early. Not to tell you all the secret, but I would see people running with grandma. Right, I was so scared that grandma would fall out of the wheelchair. You see them running, and then grandma hops up, walks perfectly into the Space Mountain ride. Most grandmas and grandpas don't go, do the fancy roller coasters. You know, they're still into Toontown and stuff. But, then they jump out, and then everyone's like, okay, ready, let's go, now let's go. You know, and I'm like, what's going on here? Now, of course, Disneyland can't test you or ask you. Otherwise, Disneyland's going to get the same reputation as TSA. They can't do pat-downs, etc. But from what I've understood, what they're going to do is stop those passes. Apparently, Susie Brown, a Disneyland Resort spokeswoman, says the system certainly has been problematic, and we want to curb some of the abuse of the system. Okay? Given the increasing volume of requests we receive for special access to our attractions, we are changing our process to create a more consistent experience for all our guests while providing accommodations for guests with disabilities. The change takes effect October 9th for guests with park-issued disability cards. Disney officials said more details will be released after park employees are briefed on the new rules. Now, apparently there's a mom who takes her kids to Disneyland once a week. Now, she has two sons who have autism, and I completely understand having autistic nieces and nephews. Them being in the front of the line is a huge asset, because many of these kids, they don't understand the two-hour waits, you know. But when I was reading this, I had to go, whoa, wait a second. She takes her sons to Disneyland every week. How do you afford that? I mean, I guess maybe there's like a season pass. That's got to be it. I mean, every time we go to Disneyland, between the hotel, the food, and the hopper passes, you're easily looking at a couple grand, which is why we haven't gone in years. I guess, I'm glad she gets to take her, and I'm glad the kids get to go, but I was like, every week. She says, my boys don't have the cognition to understand why it's going to be a longer wait. There are so few things for my boys that bring them utter joy and happiness. To mess with it just makes me sad. Well, it does stink. It really does. I mean, you know, so many people have really abused the system that it screws it up for the people that really need it. Again, this is, you know, this is what I was saying with the food stamps and the unemployment benefits. I mean, you have Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the Boston bomber, for 2 years living on welfare. And was he a disabled veteran? Did he have anything that would prevent him from working? The guy was a wrestler. He was in tip-top shape, from what I understand. Why was he living on the government dollar? And people like him is screwing it up for the rest of you, because too many of us now, we don't have the funds. We don't have the taxpayer money to keep the benefits going. We talked about that beach surfer dude who said he was using his food stamp money to eat sushi and lobster. All right, and he doesn't have a job, and he doesn't even have to prove unemployment. He doesn't have to prove anything. He gets $200 a month. It's idiots like these guys out there and girls that are screwing it up for the rest of you. So, you know, when it comes to Disneyland, it stinks. Now, I never understood why Disneyland has to be such horrible lines. I mean, it hurts itself. I mean, I wish there was a way for Disneyland to do this. Now, I mean, the Fast Pass helps. I have to admit, the Fast Pass does work. But, you know, we don't go to Disneyland as often as we want to, because I don't have the patience to sit in a two-hour line. We get there early. We try to hit the rides we can, and by 11 a.m., I'm going back to the room for a nap. That's our Disneyland experience. But, Mommy, I want to go to the haunted house again. Then you stand in line. Leave me alone. I told you, one of my friends asked me to write him a doctor's note years ago. I told you guys about this story, if not really quick. I got really mad at him. He wanted to get a quote-unquote sick pass, okay? And I told you guys this story a number of times. I apologize, but for those of you new, it's kind of a good story. So he asked me to write him a letter. Apparently, you go to City Hall, and you take your doctor's letter, and then they give you a disabilities pass. All right. So he said, you know, write me a letter because we don't want to deal with lines. And after I called him every name, I'm like, you know, he's like, come on, you know what? I got the young kids. You know, we barely have enough time to even be there for the day. Throw a brother a bone. So I'm like, all right, fine. Okay. You know, I know this guy very well. All right. I'll give him a letter. All right. But don't open the letter because if it's sealed, it looks more authentic. All right, Dahlia, you're right. You're right. So what I decided to do is in that letter, I wrote that he had a unfortunate sexual experience that left him with a rectal abscess. I had to personally drain the abscess and pack it with about a foot of packing. And because of all that rectal packing with the gauze, he has difficulty walking. Not to mention, he's on heavy dose antibiotics for the STDs he contracted. Please allow him to have certain accommodations while in Disneyland. And please wash your hands after, you know, because he is leaking and has seepage. Wash your hands after reading this letter. So she, you know, she looks at the letter, from what I understood, and she actually giggles, gives him the pass. And he's like, wait a second, can I just see the letter? So anyway, I mean, he got his pass, but he never showed his face back in the park again. All right, that's how you do it. Don't cheat. Don't take cuts in line. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how the U.S. Army now is going to ban tattoos below the elbows and below the knees and above the neckline. If not, they're going to have to remove the ink. We'll talk about that. But current military, I think, are going to be grandfathered in. Also, I guess we have a theory that the universe may actually be curved like a saddle and not flat. Now, we're not talking about the Earth. The Earth is round. We're talking about the universe. They think the universe is in a shape of like a saddle, like ride 'em cowboy type of saddle. Yeah. Yeah. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Then if we have time, it looks like daytime naps, putting the little kids to sleep, you know, having them take a nap, right, little nap, can actually enhance their memory. These kids, they don't want to take a nap during preschool. They want to play. They want to color. They want to finger paint. Get the kids to sleep. It gives the teacher a break. It gives the parents a break. And maybe they'll do better. So very busy hour on the Dr. Dali Show. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Coming up in the next hour of the show, French scientists have an injection that could reverse the effects of dwarfism in just 3 years. This is pretty cool. We'll talk about dwarfism and who would be allowed to get the injection and what that injection would do. We'll also be talking about how moderate arsenic in the environment could lead to heart attack and a once-a-month birth control pill. Once a month. Many people, though, are concerned about that could be actually causing abortion. So, as you can see, we're going to have a very, very busy hour coming up next. I thank you guys, for sending me some of your mother-in-law jokes. I don't know if I want to start. I don't want to laugh. Okay. Cause I like this one from David. I haven't spoken to my mother-in-law for 18 months. I don't like to interrupt her. Okay, stop. By the way, ironically, it's my mother-in-law's birthday today. I love my mother-in-law. She is a phenomenal lady. I respect her a lot. She is a phenomenal woman. She made my husband. And therefore, my kids, you know, so, I have the utmost respect for her. And, I think she turned 69 today. But, that still doesn't mean that I don't like to hear a good mother-in-law joke. Okay, they rock. All right, but let's get to some more news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, she's not listening. You just have to, father-in-law could be listening. So yeah, I gotta keep the calm. Got to keep the calm. All right. So, for many soldiers, okay, no tattoos above the neckline, below the knee, or below the elbow. Apparently, the first tattoo parlor, I'm reading here, according to Daily Mail, was in New York City. And it was established in 1846 to ink Civil War soldiers. And so 1846, we were talking about when were the first tattoos. Now, tattoos have been around for centuries. We've been talking about the tattoo ink. We had that study yesterday on how a tattoo ink, the mercury and the cobalt could possibly deposit, could, you know, seep from the ink to the skin, to the tissues, deposit in organs, possibly carcinogenic. But we've been using tattoos and ink for multiple reasons, for multiple centuries and multiple cultures. But according to this, first tattoo parlor, New York City, 1846. Pretty cool stuff. But apparently, Secretary of the Army John McHugh has approved, but not yet signed, a change to the Army's appearance regulations. The change would take effect within 2 months, would ban tattoos from the forearm, below the knee, and above the neckline. The Army is also going to require the removal of offensive tattoos. This is being reported by Stars and Stripes. What is the definition of an offensive tattoo? Well, a tattoo of Dr. Dahlia being topless, completely offensive. No, but if you want a tattoo of Dr. Dahlia, you know, smiling and, you know, looking all nice and studious, that's fine. That's fine. They say an offensive tattoo is one which is racist, sexist, or extremist. Once the rules are implemented, soldiers will sit down and their unit leaders and self-identify each tattoo. If the tattoo is deemed inappropriate, they will be required to pay for the removal of that said tattoo. Okay? Commanders, let me see. Oh, right now, from what I understand, commanders can't tell soldiers to get rid of the tattoos. Now, I guess with this law in place, if you have a tattoo already, you could be grandfathered in. But from what I understand, new recruits, okay? I'd be interested to know what some of these tattoos are. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Jim calling from Texas. Hey, Jim, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, getting a truck cabin.
Good. Oh, nice. I love my truckers. What's going on, buddy?
Well, I got a question for you. I've been exposed to herpes. What do I need to do?
Is it genital herpes or herpes in the mouth, type 1?
Genital.
Okay. All right. How do you know you were exposed? Have you had any lesions yet?
No, and the reason I know is the next day the lady informed me that she had her.
Okay. Then what I would suggest you do is go to your doctor and you could start some antivirals. If you did contract it, you're probably not going to cure yourself of it, but it wouldn't hurt to start some antivirals. And then there's a blood test you could take. Even if you don't have any lesions, there's a blood test you could take to see if you've been exposed. You may need to retake it a month or two later because it could take a while for the antibodies to build. But there's a way for you to confirm. Not all sexual encounters with somebody with herpes will cause you to contract it. But because it is easily contractable, you could start some antivirals and get the blood test.
She said she was on medication and that she hadn't had any outbreaks, and I should get it, but But still, she didn't tell me to the next day.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, thankfully she did. When you do get some blood work done, tell them to also throw in herpes, hepatitis, you know, syphilis, HIV, gonorrhea, chlamydia. Make sure you get the battery of tests so you know you're good. And if she was taking some antivirals to prevent transmission, even though it's not 100%, it does help a little bit. So you may be okay. So go ahead, get tested, start some antivirals of your own if the doctor thinks it's appropriate, and then get yourself retested in a month or two, okay?
All right. Thank you, Dr. Donnie.
All right, Jim, good luck. And don't forget condoms, okay? Nobody's worth it, okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Honestly, you could wear the condom. You got it. You got to do it. Okay? You may love this person. They may be the sexiest thing out there. You got to protect yourself, okay? Because the next day always comes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got Greg calling from Alabama. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing good, but, you know, they passed a new law where truckers couldn't talk on the phone, so I got a bag over my head. I'll have to make it quick.
Okay.
I saw a bumper sticker the other day you might enjoy. It said, in case of rapture, car may swerve while mother-in-law takes wheel.
I love mother-in-law jokes. That's awesome. Where are you trucking in Alabama? Where are you right now?
I'm just north of Troy, between Troy and Montgomery.
Wow. Well, God bless you. Yeah.
Question. I've got about every 6 months I get a inflamed prostate, and I just wonder if there's, I know it's one of the causes of doing a lot of riding, and I just wonder if there's something I could take.
Yeah, absolutely. Inflamed prostates, you could get, now prostatitis could be pretty painful. So a lot of times, you know, the urologist or the doctor will give you a good set of antibiotics. So if that hasn't been treated, that would be an issue. And of course you want to make sure your PSA, you know, to screen for prostate cancer is normal. Of course, you know, guys, you guys in the rigs, you gotta pull over and move. If you could do that every hour for 5 minutes, I think that'll really solve a lot of the problems that you have. And I'm a huge fan of saw palmetto and a fan of these medications that help prevent benign prostatic hyperplasia, growth of the prostate. But if you haven't really been evaluated, get a good prostate check. Make sure your PSA is normal. And if you do have prostatitis, you may need to be treated with some antibiotics.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I have been checked, and I've also heard about the saw palmetto, so we may try that. I thank you, Doctor.
All right, great. God bless you. Thanks for doing what you're doing out there. All right, guys, for those who are joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions. We'll be right back after a short break.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies.
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.